calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I'm in my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own.
All right, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, live on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and wherever you are in the world. Of course, this is streaming on the World Wide Web, and you could be listening to this in the future because this will be podcasted. So if this is Tuesday next week, hello, you'll be on the website, you'll be on the blog, which you would have found by going to Google and typing in Oz Stranded, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, to get the blog for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. And I'm broadcasting for another week. Thank you for the news team for putting on the news. And this week, well, actually, I don't mention this enough, but anyone, feel free to call through any time if you're listening live in Vancouver to request a song. If you have any Australian song, you know, of independent, of the independent music world that you'd like to hear, you can call through 604-822-CITR, and I'll see what I can do here. I dig around in the music library and find interesting old tidbits of Australian music, including the Go-Betweens. I can't believe I actually haven't got to this band yet because they're a seminal band from the independent music world in Australia, and I'm going to start the show off with some Go-Betweens. Hopefully midway through we're going to have a chat with Mick Daly from The Remains, who are a really fantastic country rock band from Australia that tour Canada frequently in the summer, and they're here on a big stretch of dates, like 30 odd dates or so, and we're going to try to chat with him. He's going to be at Arts Wells, which is way up north in northern BC, and apparently they're on the road today, an 8-hour trip, so we'll do our best to connect on the phone. If not, we'll be playing a couple of the Remains tracks anyway. That's the Remains, not the Ramones. Sound similar, but it's the Remains. So that's hopefully coming up halfway in the show, and this is a shortened 1-hour show actually, because we have the Out Games broadcast schedule is going to conflict with the last half hour of the show, because it normally goes from 6 to 7:30. So, the Go-Betweens, first of all. So, this is just some extraordinary music I'm just about to play for you from three very classic albums. The Go-Betweens are a band from, well, were a band from Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. They formed in 1977. They went through to 1989 when they broke up. Reformed in 2000 and then broke up again in 2006 following the untimely death of Grant McLennan. So the band's two main principal songwriters were Robert Forster and Grant McLennan, and later joined by Lindy Morrison on drums for the classic lineup of the band. And they met at a university in Brisbane, Robert Forster and Grant McLennan, and very quickly formed an intense and interesting songwriting partnership. And after their very first gig on stage, they were invited back within 5 minutes to keep coming back, and it blossomed from there. And this is very interesting to know that the Village Voice critic called Robert Christian, he regarded the Go-Betweens as the greatest songwriting partnership working today. So Robert Christiansen is one of the principal rock critics of our time, of the last 50 years, and he said that of Robert Forster and Grant McLennan, the greatest songwriting partnership working today. So that's pretty amazing. That's like Lennon and McCartney style or standard, you would think. And I tend to agree. When I hear their music, I just hear something quite special. And of course, criminally overlooked in the grand scheme of things, this does tend to happen sometimes with some of the greats, that the Go-Betweens just did not chart. They made amazing music in their records, but yeah, they're still a cult band, and they broke up in 1989, probably out of frustration after 10 or so years of putting out quality music and, you know, being ignored mostly by the record-buying world. And then Robert Forster and Grant McLennan both had solo careers for the next decade, all through the 90s. They finally reformed again in the year 2000 and put out, I think, three more quite well-received albums in the 2000s until 2006, when Grant McLennan actually died. And he was only 48 years old, one of the great songwriters of the last couple of decades, just died in his sleep in a peaceful slumber of a heart attack, which was quite a tragedy because the band were back together and in good form. So I'm talking about the Go-Betweens here. They were from Brisbane, and I thought I'd feature some of their music today. And I was actually inspired because I was looking through the shelves at Zulu Records on the weekend at the 4th Avenue Festival, which was really great last weekend on a sunny day, and I found a Robert Forster solo disc that I didn't know existed, so I picked it up, and it got me thinking of this great band, which I hadn't featured yet. But anyway, enough of me talking. Let's hear the music, and we'll start off with the classic Cattle and Cain. This song was written by Grant McLennan. It was eventually selected by the Australian Performing Rights Association as one of the 30 greatest Australian songs of all time, and it's a beautiful song. It's basically, it was written by Grant for his mum. He wrote the lyrics for his mother as an autobiographical description of his return home to a Queensland farm when he was a boy. So Cattle and Cane, of course, refers to the cattle and the sugar cane, which is quite prominent up in northern Queensland. So this is it. This is the classic by the Go-Betweens, Cattle and Cane. Let's see. This song came out in 1983.
I That time was bad, so I knew where I was. Alone, so at home. After this,
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here on CITR 101.9 FM or wherever you are listening in the world. And three absolute classic tracks there from the Go-Betweens going right back to the 80s. At the top, we heard Cattle and Cane, which is regarded as, one of the greatest songs ever to come out of Australia, and was said by the Australian Performing Rights Association, rated that as one of the 30 greatest Australian songs of all time. And it's very evocative of a certain time and a place. I grew up in Queensland myself and can relate to visiting family driving through cane fields, and that was Grant McLennan's ode to his mother. He wrote the lyrics of that to for her, about sort of reminiscing on his childhood trips home. The band is from Brisbane in Queensland, which of course is the city that was inundated a year back with all the floods. I'm sure a lot of people would have seen the news of that happening back in Queensland. So the Go-Betweens are no longer with us. They were an extraordinary band and had that great songwriting partnership of Grant McLennan and Robert Forster. And as I mentioned earlier, they petered out in 1989 after about 10 years of making wonderful music, but very little acclaim or commercial success. So they're definitely one of those acts that have got that sort of long tail now that posthumously people are appreciating the craft with which they undertook the writing and the uniqueness of that songwriting partnership. The two very different personalities, and you would have heard the first track was the Cattle and Cane, which was written by Grant McLennan, and Robert Forster was the writer of the second track there, Draining the Pool for You, and that came off the Spring Hill Fair album of 1984. And then he was also vocals on Spring Rain, which was the first track off the Liberty Bell and the Black Diamond Express album from 1986, which has been hailed as a certifiable classic from the band's sort of mid-period era. So they broke up in 1989, and at that point, Robert Forster and Grant McLennan kept writing and doing solo work. And so I actually stumbled across a Robert Forster CD at Zulu Records, which was quite a find. So I thought I'd play for you a track from Robert Forster, well, a couple of tracks from his solo work. First off, the 1990 album Danger in the Past. I want to play you the track Baby Stones, and then following that, an album he put out in 1996 called Warm Nights, and I'll feature the track I Can Do. So we're doing some go-betweens music here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. The first few tracks there I played from old vinyl. I always love to actually find some vinyl here in the studio that's suitable for this show. The next two tracks are on CD. So here's the first track. This is Baby Stones by Robert Forster in his solo period, and of course he's still making music to this day.
You wanna take a lover, although you're satisfied with me. We have to open our horizons, my love, we can, but you'll do it without me. And you can call me old-fashioned, you can call me straight-laced, but I'm not gonna sit here and let another man take my place. So go and see him, what will be, will be. Every man for the rest of your life will be less than me. I want you to stay, you search for worthwhile me. But why not do the searching around here? There's nothing wrong with us, but what we have here is good. But you have more needs, and the fire cannot burn on the same old wood. So excuse me if I look tired, excuse me if I just look at the sun. You see, I wanted to be blinded, and I wanted to be your only one. So go and see him, what will be, will be. Every man for the rest of your life will be less than me. I want you to stay, you search for a worthwhile need. But why not do the searching around here and try to involve me? Thank you. time of boredom comes, the dying sound of distant drums, the old men that sit on tree stumps. No, I am an unfortunate man, and on a road that's made of stones, the road that's made of baby stones, there's an arrow made of stones that points away from this home. I miss the turning back, I walked on by. Old situations can make you just want to lie down and die. I want you to stay. Your search for worthwhile me, but why not do the searching around here?
Are as dry
as a saltwater cruise. Yes, I'm drifting back to the nightclubs and the stage. And if you want to read my book, just go to the final page. And it's a crying love. Yeah, crying love. Yeah, oh, crying love. Tears to enjoy a crying love, like a shamefaced boy. Well, it's the lawman in me that loves honesty and truth and truth. Ah, but it's the harlequin in you that never knew what to do. So I'm gonna come to your house, cause I wanna see. He cannot be as good looking as me. I'm gonna win you, get you, then we'll roll sail. Crying love, yeah, well now, crying love, all right, crying love, yeah, tears to enjoy a crying love, just like a shamefaced little boy. Funny little thing, that funny little dance that I used to do. Well, I could do it for you if you want. I could run it down on the spot. Yeah, I could run it, move it, cry it. Like a shamefaced boy. I'm gonna come to your house, cause I wanna see. He cannot be as good looking as me. I'm gonna win you, get you, then we'll both sail.
After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and three tracks there by Robert Forster, who is one part of the Go-Betweens. That's from his solo career efforts. First of all, we heard Baby Stones, then the song I Can Do, and then Cry and Love. So three tracks from... First track was from 1990, and the second two tracks from 1996 from the Warm Nights album. And so we spent the first half of the show featuring the Go-Betweens and some of the Robert Forster tracks. And another week I'd like to play some more Go-Betweens and then some of the Grant McLennan tracks, because he had a distinguished solo career too before he tragically passed away with a heart attack in 2006. So that was the Go-Betweens, and now I'm going to play for you some Remains. Now, it is exciting. I do have Mick from the Remains on the phone. So the Remains are a really fantastic country rock and roll band from Australia, of the old school, a band that is not afraid to tour pretty much constantly and take on the long, punishing stretches of road between towns in Australia and also in Canada, because they sure don't mind the road, because they've taken to Canada quite well and have been back three times already on extensive tours, not just a couple of dates in the east somewhere, but big, big long hauls of 40 dates driving long distances. The music's fantastic, and I've been featuring the last couple of weeks tracks off Courage and Shuffle the Cars, which is actually a Canadian-only release of music. Featuring half of it is tracks off their latest album, and the second half are all live tracks. So I'm going to play a couple of live tracks a bit later on, but firstly, I'll play for you track three. It's called Left on King from Courage and Shuffle the Cards. So this is a souvenir you can pick up if you go to any of their shows here in Western Canada. And then we'll have a quick chat with Mick, who's on the phone. He's the principal songwriter and front man of the band. So this is The Remains from Australia, country rock and roll. Let's let it rip.
Took a look in the mirror today. Haven't got too much to say. Can't see past the edge of the frame. Hope tomorrow night we get paid. Come on out, take a left on King. I'll meet you at the townie for a drink. We can't forget about everything. In the ruins where we used to play. Cause I try not to think about it from day to day. Just to bash my head against a wall. Keep on trying to make it pay. We'll be right back.
Okay, so that's The Remains from Australia, some country rock and roll. The song is called Left on King, and it features on the Canadian Tour souvenir edition of Courage and Shuffle the Cards. And it's great. I've actually got Mick from the band, frontman, live on the phone right now. He's calling from Wells in British Columbia. There's a festival happening up there this weekend, so let's try to patch him through now. Hello, Mick. Yep, you're live on air here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you've made it up to Wells.
Yeah, we just drove here, long drive today from the small town of Rolla, way up in the north.
In northern BC, or was that Alberta?
Yeah, in BC.
Oh, great, okay. And Mick and the band are no shy to touring. This is your third trip back to Canada?
Yeah.
Definitely, like, from everything I've read about you online is that you're definitely road warriors in the traditional sense and not afraid to clock out the miles. How did the first trip to Canada come about?
Well, that was, we were looking at going overseas somewhere. We were thinking about the States. And had just, you know, it's not easy to get into the States, as everyone knows. It's tough for a band, and finding gigs was tough as well. Getting, you know, like, obviously there's a lot of competition over there and a lot of great bands. And then Mick Thomas from Weddings, Plays, Anything.
Yeah.
He's an old friend of mine. He suggested to me that we try Canada because Weddings used to tour here a lot in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, right.
He suggested we try Canada, and I applied for a few festivals, and we got them. And Nest Creek and the North Country Fair and the New Music West in Vancouver and a few others, and we got into these festivals, and I made a bunch of phone calls and emails, and we got a heap of gigs, so we just said, bugger, we'll go to Canada. And the rest is history. We landed, and everything just went right. It just meant to be. Had a fantastic time and a great tour. And bought a great vehicle, landed and bought this beautiful old Chev van, which we called Curtis, and he drove us faithfully on two very extensive tours.
And I know you connected at one time with Joey Only from the Joey Only Outlaw Band, and I actually worked with him down here in Vancouver, and he mentioned a tale of how you guys kind of got together, and there was a van involved. Did you want to tell the listeners a little bit about how that came about?
Yeah, well, that was the same van. I can't actually remember how we met Joey, but through someone, we ended up staying with Joey before we first landed in Canada for a bit, and I can't remember what the connection was now. But anyway, Joey's up at this festival too. He's actually living up here now. He's moved up here.
Yeah, he just
he and Leo, his partner, are getting married tomorrow here at the festival.
That's right. He just packed his bags. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I can't actually remember right now off the top of my head how we met, but we ended up staying with him for a while. And. And when we came back to Vancouver, we stayed with Joey again. And when we came out on our second tour, we stayed with Joey and Leo again for a while. And we left Curtis the van with him the first time, picked him up again, re-registered him, and drove him off again. And then when we came back, we toured on the second tour in 2009. We toured with Joey and the Joey Only Outlaw Band for about 3 weeks through BC.
Yeah.
And then we left him and went off on our other tour, went off touring the rest of the place, and we came back on the last day. The last day, this beautiful old van died, well, virtually was dying on us. We just got back to the airport. Joey got the van, and then he took it up to here, up to Wells, and it died. So it's somewhere up here in the mountains.
Oh, it might be...
We want to find out off Joey where he is so we can go and do a pilgrimage and see him, because it was a beautiful old van.
That's right. Well, and definitely, and Joey, definitely a good contemporary of you guys keeping the spirit of outlaw country alive.
Absolutely.
And so this tour, I'm looking at this extraordinary run of dates. Unfortunately, not through Vancouver. Hopefully next time. How come you're not playing here?
We had a great connection in Calgary. Brad, who runs Beatroot Magazine.
Yeah.
And he's a good, he loves the band, and he's a good friend of ours. Basically, the last two tours, we've basically driven everywhere we could. You know, we drove from land in Vancouver and drove across the Rockies and up through BC and all the way over to Montreal and Toronto, and that was great. And, you know, we covered a lot of territory and saw a lot of Canada, but this time we wanted to sort of concentrate a bit on Western Canada because that seems to be the area where people get it the most, you know, and we've been told by a number of people that they think that we have we have the authentic Albertan country rock sound, including Carmel. I can't remember her second name at the moment, but Carmel's husband, the wife of John from the Stony Plain Saloon, which is out near Edmonton, and John used to road manage a lot of bands, a lot of country rock bands, and even bands like ZZ Top and Backman Turner Overdrive and bands like that. Wow. Now, Carmen, his wife, was a great country rock singer in the 70s. She was a really well-known Canadian country rock singer. I think she was, she had a number of hits and stuff. She was a really well-known country rock singer and played with a number of the top Canadian acts. And we stayed with them recently, and we're actually playing there again next week, I think. And they have all the Albertan country rock acts come through there. And anyway, she said to us she considered us to have the authentic sound. A number of other people have said that, so. I don't know, I think people get it more here than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Not that we sort of aim at that sound, we've evolved our own kind of sound, I guess, but it just seems to chime with Western Canada, and the same in Saskatchewan. We've got a really good fan base in Saskatchewan. We played the Nest Creek Festival there 3 times, and every time we play in Saskatchewan, in Saskatoon, we pack out Lydia's, and they just seem to really get it over here. So we thought we'd concentrate in this area, and it's been really, really a good idea. It's been really fruitful, and we've made a lot of connections, and got a lot of new fans, sold a lot of CDs.
Oh, that's wonderful, and many years to come of many more tours ahead and more miles. And the song we actually just played before you came on air, Left to King, I want to sort of bring it back to Australia now. Is that Left on King Street in Sydney, and is that where you're sort of based otherwise when you're not on the road 200
times a day? That's
right, I used to live there
back in the day, but I live up in the North Coast now, up near Byron Bay.
Oh, right, okay.
That song's kind of lamenting the way Sydney used to be. Used to be, you know, Rock City.
Yeah.
Used to be I used to play in bands there, and it was just a really happening place. But after the Olympics, it kind of got corporatized pretty heavily, and the music scene kind of tended to die a lot, as I knew it anyway.
Yeah. That's right. Things change, but it's so good to see a band like yours that are just willing to just work hard and make something, and don't just wait for something to come to you. And it's amazing. This CD that we played the track off. So this, am I right that this is a Canadian only release?
Those songs, there's six new songs and six older songs, like live recordings.
Yeah.
But that's actually. We did a bunch of recordings from 2006 to 2009 and got a heap of tracks, and that's actually been... We released that as the Canadian version of the album Inland Sea in 2009, and then, because those are the ones that were finished, that were mastered and ready to go, and then we used the rest of that stuff on the Australian version, and then we had another six tracks left over, which we used on this current thing. So it's kind of like one long recording session. That one studio yielded kind of basically three albums, so it was a pretty good recording session.
Okay. And it's so that the CD is called Courage and Shuffle the Cards. It's by The Remains.
Yeah.
I'm talking here with Mick Daly, and we'll let you go pretty soon to get back to Wells, but before we play some more music, I just wanted to ask you too about Australia. And I mean, I grew up there in Canberra, and was, I guess, inundated with what was on Triple J, and I can't think of country rock as a genre in Australia. Many other artists that really have made a name for themselves, and I'm wondering about your influences. I can think of like Tim Rogers and the Temperance Union, but that's Tim Rogers on a sort of side project. You mentioned Mick Thomas. Are there any other sort of older Australian bands that have informed your sound, or do you more draw on the American and the Canadian?
No, well, there definitely is that, and there's always the Johnny Cashes and whatever, but Paul Kelly's an influence, what we do isn't necessarily country anyway, it's just songs, but we use country instrumentation, Country's kind of more, I don't know, it's more about just travelling in the country a lot, and we do, as well as playing the cities and the coast, we play inland a lot. We go bush, and we go to Darwin, and we go to Broken Hill and places like that. But there was great Australian country bands, like country rock bands, like the Johnnies.
Oh.
And even the Beast Suburban had their sort of country tinges.
Yeah.
And there was a band called the Danglin Brothers in the 80s. Australia had a real tradition in the 80s and 90s, and a lot of older stuff that I'd never really got into, but like the Dingoes.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So Australia has definitely there isn't much of a scene at the moment, and what there is mainly in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And that's more what you'd probably just call alt country, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah.
But probably my greatest influences of American bands is Green on Red.
Huh.
They were a great sort of country punk band from the 80s and 90s.
Right.
Of course, there's always the Graham Parsons and the Johnny Cash and all that stuff. But I'm certainly not a mainstream country person at all. You know, it's all much more what you would call old country. We call it country rock and roll because we've got a pretty raucous edge to it.
Yeah, that's right. And definitely, I can see such kinship with Joey Only because his definitely makes a lot of quality songs based in real life and something
more.
That's
the thing. It's about real stuff. I mean, to me, country music, mainstream country music, is a lot of rubbish. You know?
Oh yeah,
it's about a pretend world. You know, the perfect world of the redneck where everyone drives Utes and everyone. You know, blah blah blah, white bread kind of white bread existence, and everyone's rich and happy and drive trains and you. To me, it's just a complete fantasy. Whereas Joey and myself, we just like to write about the real life and what happens and what's happened and what we want to happen.
Yeah,
and it's reasonably political as well, and I think that's something that's any politics and any mainstream country thing is pretty much structurally implies, you know, the conservative world.
Mm.
And that's definitely not what we're into.
That's right. Well, it's been wonderful to chat with you, Mick, from the Remains. And we'll press on now and play another track from Courage and Shuffle the Cards.
That review you did of the record was great too. Spoiler.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, definitely. I've been listening to the record the last couple of weeks and I just love it. So please say hello to Joey for me up there and have a great gig. So the Remains are playing at Wells Arts Festival. Is that like tomorrow or?
We're playing tonight.
Tonight.
Tomorrow we go to Jasper. We play a gig in Jasper. Then with the following night we also play in Jasper supporting Fred Eaglesmith.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then we head back up north of Alberta, and then we come back down through Edmonton, through Stony Plain, down to Calgary, and we do a week's gigs in Calgary, and then we go home.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for chatting, Mick. We're going to get back to some music here. So we're going to play a couple of the live tracks to get the punters excited. So thanks, Mick.
Thanks, Matt.
No problem. Chat to you next time. Bye-bye.
Through the door, the mist is as thick as the makeup on a girl, trying to make it home alive through the kangaroos and the moths. Turn the car for home, hit a dance. Old man Robert's Road. Hit. Yeah. just doing his job. But I don't know when it's time to go. Hear that old familiar engine note as I turn the car for home, headed down Old Man Roberts Road. Yep.
Okay, so that's the end of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. This crept up on me quickly because we've been just the show's only an hour this week because of the Out Games broadcast, which is just about to start. So that's awesome. So that was the Remains, and we heard my chat with Mick, frontman of the band, and a great live track there called Roberts Road. That they're playing it live at the Arts Wells Festival tonight. Way up there in northern BC. So, thanks for listening. I'll go out with one more track from the band, and then the Out Games will be on directly after that. So, thanks for listening. This has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Bye for now.
I know, and you know what? I think it's because you've been off doing the human rights stuff and I've been off doing everything else, so...
We've been conquering the Out Games.
Exactly. Welcome to Queer FM. This is our nightly broadcast from 7 to 9.
Welcome. Thank you
welcome.
For joining us.
And today we're at a secret location overlooking the whole Davie Street Festival, but for now...
Not going to tell you where we are.
We're not going to tell you where we are, but we are doing giveaways later tonight. So we'll give you guys more information about that. But for now, let's play a couple... Do a little radio business, and we'll be right back.
Radio business, D.
Summer is fast approaching, which can only mean one thing. The 2011 Scotiabank AIDS Walk for Life is only a few short months away.
Registration is now open for this year's walk, taking place on September 18th at Sunset Beach. Proceeds from the AIDS Walk for Life allow members of Positive Living BC to access health products and services not subsidized by other resources.
More information about this year's walk can be found at AIDSWalkForLifeVancouver.ca.
Start celebrating Pride Weekend at the Kaya Davie Street Dance Party, powered by TELUS. This massive street party is in the heart of the Davie Village. The electrifying event will be packed with disco dancers and partiers kicking off Pride Weekend.
Catch Pride Fever at this summer's most spectacular street party. We'll see you on Davie Street on Friday, July 29th, from 7 p.m. until midnight. Friday night on Pride Weekend just got better. For more information, visit VancouverPride.ca.
Celebrate Pride this summer at Vancouver's Pride Parade and Festival. Take part in this colorful and fun spectacle on Sunday, July 31st.
Don't miss the show-stopping lineup of Vancouver Pride festivities. Visit VancouverPride.ca for more information.
It's Carol Delenko from Vancouver Pride, and you're listening to Queer FM on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hi, everyone.
Hello and welcome. Welcome back, everybody.
Oh, it's such a beautiful day.
And that's why we are wearing our bikinis, and this is the bikini broadcast.
The bikini broadcast of the week.
We're rocking our suntan right now.
We totally are.
7 p.m. suntan.
I know. Imagine. I just hope I don't get any of these lanyards tans on.
Can you imagine lanyard
me?
Tan lines? From all our press passes.
Hello, Vancouver! We are broadcasting live from a secret location overlooking the Davie Street Festival.
This is
today.
An amazing party.
Yeah, things haven't started up yet. They're still setting up, but doors to this event should be opening up soon. So hopefully there's going to be tons of people here. I see there's a lot of people on the streets.
Yeah, this place is swarming. They've got the blue fences lined up. They've got the lighting and the sound and volunteers everywhere. I'm not sure what exactly is going to happen here tonight, but we are going to sit up here and keep you posted on all the to-dos.
Definitely. So if you guys didn't know, the Elk Kings were in town the same week as Pride Week, and what we've been doing with Queer FM has been covering everything.
Everything.
Everything from the sports to the Human Rights Conference to all the cultural events to all the parties.
All the parties.
All the parties.
Oh my God.
like last night.